This is Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You just heard the song We Look Good Together, Big Words, by the band Courting, which is a band from the UK. Some of my friends really hate Courting. I just found them this week. That album came out January of this year. I really like the album. I think it's funny and catchy. But the lyrics are kind of vapid sometimes. But I think it's a cute song. One of the writers for that song that we just listened to is DJ Sabrina, the teenage DJ, who is one of my faves. So naturally, I was going to like that song, I think. I have no theme this week, but next, I'm going to be playing two songs from friends, people I know. The next song is one from Lily Piet, who just had a show at Tufts. She is a student at Tufts. And this is a song from her new album. It's called Coloring Book. And I wanted to play these two artists because I said something pretty offensive a few weeks ago on my show. I said something like, I don't like local music, and that was a misnomer. I really didn't mean it. It just came out. I really didn't mean it. So this is me correcting the record. I'm going to play two songs by two different artists, people who are currently living in the Boston area. So I hope you enjoy this next song from Lily Piet. The song is called Coloring Book, and it just came out. So stream it on Spotify if you like it.
Feeling my clothes under my skin. Thank you.
place forgotten. The starless sea play to look past the trees is to look at all the ways you've changed. Oh, how you've changed. Oh, how you've changed.
To Look Past the Trees by the artist Max Morton. I just hung out with Max Morton yesterday. I went to Wesleyan to see my friend's thesis photography show. It's kind of a tongue twister. And he's friends with Max Morton, who is an artist in the Boston area. Hopefully Max goes on tour at some point so we can all see that song live. I thought it was quite beautiful. Yeah, just awesome to have people that I know that make music, so that was very fun. Next up, I'm going to play a song by the band The Taxidermists. If you're familiar with the artist Lucy Cooper Be Handy, he is in this band, and this is a short song. So the song actually sounds, it reminds me of the Apple ringtone, the marimba ringtone, so if you hear that, let me know. And let me know if I'm going crazy or not. But it really reminds me of the ringtone. And it was kind of like a shock when I first listened to the song. I would highly encourage listening to this whole EP. It's called K-O-E-P. So yeah, the song is called Tax Song, and it's by the band The Taxidermists.
Thank you.
Was All in One by the band Ben Stellar. Ben Stellar is a band from New York. I think they were formed in college and they've since graduated. The album that they just released is called Scream from New York, New York. Obviously they're from New York. I read some article about how earlier in their career they were like imitating the Strokes, and I don't think you can hear that anymore, so I think they've done a good job of distancing themselves from the Strokes. But I like that one. I just found that one. I guess, again, today, I'm playing all music from 2024. I'm feeling very proud of myself because I'm listening to a ton of new music, and that's usually pretty hard for me because I'm regularly someone who returns to my faves, my old reliable music. And speaking of Old Reliable, next up I'm going to play two songs from the new Vampire Weekend album, which just dropped. I guess I'm also playing a lot of New York-related music. But it dropped on the day of the New York earthquake. And the song, or the album, is called Only God Was Above Us. And I just think that was a great moment in history. Vampire Weekend Earthquake Day drop. So this next song is called Connect. When I first heard it, I was obsessed with it immediately, and I can't stop listening to it. I've told this to like everyone who will listen to me talk about this album, but this song really to me feels like what it felt like to listen to Vampire Weekend as a kid. But I do really feel like, I think my mom texted this to me when I played one of the singles from this album a few weeks ago, but I do think that they sound more mature now. I was listening back to their self-titled album and then Contra, and they just sound younger. Maybe I'm just like completely retroactively saying this now, but I think this album sounds like an older Vampire Weekend, which I'm really excited about. And it's just, this whole album was so beautiful, and it was a beautiful experience for me. I teared up when I listened to it for the first time. So I really hope that you guys like this one. It's called Connect. There's a beautiful piano part, and anytime a song has a beautiful piano part, I'm like, I'm gonna learn this on the piano. So I don't know. I just had a great moment with this one this week. And I'm gonna play another song from the album right after. So two Vampire Weekend songs that you get to enjoy this afternoon. And yeah, this one's called Connect.
The memories don't fade. Surprise and fate for days, you're elegantly wasted. Before you lost your spark to gas it in the park, we're living in a basement. Now is it strange I can't connect? It isn't strange, but I could check. Walked around to where we kept the box of wax. Lately, I know once it's lost, it's never found. I need it now. The creed is buried in the ground. Hopelessly down. Parking rules as Amsterdam unspooled and trucks sped on the Fedrin. The things we used to see, the sandhogs in the street, the chickens in her bedroom. Now is it strange I can't connect? It isn't strange, but I could check. Walked around to where we met the first time, overwhelmed, and I know once it's lost, it's never found. I need it now. The grit is buried in the ground. Hopelessly down. Thank you.
Something
that was Prep School Gangsters by Vampire Weekend, of course, from the new album Only God Was Above Us that came out on Thursday night, Friday morning. Yeah, that one's great. I think as an attender of prep school, or not really, I went to Quaker school, which is not prep school. There's a difference. But I really... Vampire Weekend is great at writing songs for people who went to private school and then also still go to private school and are in college now in private university. So it's really accessible music. Yeah, I thought the title of that song is awesome too, Prep School Gangsters. I was reading some Genius article on the lyrics, and people really have great takes on the lyrics at first read. I'm really waiting for Vampire Weekend to do a Song Exploder episode on some of the songs from this album, because I remember listening to the Song Exploder for Harmony Hall from their album that just the 2019 came out, and I love that episode. I think I just love hearing Ezra Koenig talk, so yeah, I'll admit to that. Anyway, it's time for me to read a PSA. It's 3:31. This one is a 30-second public service announcement. Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org. I'm really putting in work practicing my reading out loud. I have to read out loud for 15 minutes this Friday, so I'm preparing for that. It's pretty stressful because I'm not someone who can read out loud very well, even though I feel like I can read in my own head. So, I don't know, I guess I have 5 days to practice that. And that went pretty well. It was only 30 seconds, but if I can do that 30 times, I'll be all good for Friday. So, anyway, next up, I'm going to play a song that I, again, was just introduced to. I found this one on a playlist this week, and I found it quite beautiful. So, this song is by Jose Mauro. And the song is called Rua Dois. I think it's in Portuguese, which is why it's spelled that way. And it's the singing really sounds like Portuguese. I feel like Portuguese singers, you can really, really tell because the, funny sounds. When my friend and I were in Porto last spring, we were both talking about how it kind of sounds like drunk Russian. There's, the weird S-H-C-H-S sounds in Portuguese that are pretty fun. So yeah, I feel like I really notice it in songs now. But this one is quite beautiful. It's from, I don't think it's from 2021. The album looks a lot older, but on Spotify it says that it's from 2021. So maybe I'll believe that. And yeah, I'm just gonna close out the show today with more new music. More music for doing work, because I have a lot of work to do this week, and honestly I'm kind of crumbling under the pressure of all of it. My body is in a lot of pain. I sleep no more than 6 hours a night, and I'm feeling pretty terrible. Physically feeling pretty terrible. My friend who's also writing a thesis, she's been having stomach issues for the past 2 weeks, so we've just been joking about how the thesis is taking years off of our lives, and obviously that's super dramatic, but this is real. People who write theses are trying to get through their lives right now and struggling. So if you have any prayers to give for those of us who are writing theses right now, just keep us in your thoughts, because all of us are physically feeling terrible. It's not even that I feel mentally stressed about it right now, because I sort of know exactly what I need to do, but my body just feels terrible in this way that makes me feel like I'm aging really quickly. I feel like an old man, My posture's gotten terrible because I'm sitting at a desk all day. I keep bringing sweaters with me to the library so I can use them as makeshift lumbar support, which is not something that you're supposed to have to think about at 22. I feel like 22-year-olds shouldn't even know about the word lumbar, in my opinion. My body should not be breaking down like this. But I chose to do the thesis, so that's my own fault. Anyway, this is the song Rua Dulce by Jose Mauro, and I hope you like it.
She can tell you now, now that nobody's around, who'll become her lover when you're gone. Heard people say that she's giving it away. Who are you to think that she's wrong? You'll thank God and Jesus Christ that you hadn't acted nice. Hardly ever have to walk away. Take what you can and you'll be her biggest fan. Lie about it every single day. You'll thank God and Jesus Christ that you never got things right. Hardly ever have to walk away. You'll say goodnight and God bless to the one you love the best. Pinned you down and told you where to stay. Stay, I think I will. Yeah, well, nothing beats the thrill of loving you. I love you.
Don't you think it's
are on.
That was If I Could Make You Care by the band The Cardinals. It's from their self-titled EP, again, from 2024. I've only played one song that wasn't from 2024, and that was from that Brazilian artist, Jose Mauro, who I've just learned, apparently it was rumored that he had died or disappeared, and then he just reappeared, or someone reissued one of his albums because of the news that he had disappeared, and then he was like, no, I'm still alive, which is pretty cool. He's laying really low, and successfully. I think it's awesome that he, like, seriously, everyone thought that he was gone forever, and then he just was like, no, I'm all good. I'm alive. So anyway, yeah, that was something I just learned in the past 10 minutes. Fun fact for you. I really liked that song from the Cardinals. I just found that this week. Apparently they're from Cork, Ireland. I don't really know anything about Ireland because I haven't been. I have major regrets about not going when I was in Europe last year. So I really hope I can end up in Ireland or other places in the UK I would like to go to as well. I really didn't travel very much in the UK. I was like, I need to get out of here and enjoy nice weather in other places, which is why I went to Portugal. And I couldn't be asked to stay in the gray and cold. But then apparently in Boston, it's kind of UK weather all the time. This week, there was a day when it was hailing and raining sideways. And I also decided to get a haircut on that day. So I got this nice blowout, and then I went outside for 5 minutes and everything was ruined. So that was awesome. Anyway, this next song I'm going to play is by the artist Blue Da Tiger, which I can't say that I really agree with this artist's name. But Blue Da Tiger went on tour with Caroline Polachek, which is, I think, why I know about her. She also went viral on TikTok during the pandemic for doing covers of popular songs. I think she did a Prince cover that went viral at one point, so I also maybe knew her from that. But anyway, she just dropped this song with one of my all-time favorites, Magdalena Bay, who I haven't listened to in a long time, and then revisited their album Mercurial World this week as I've been writing. So I'm really listening to a ton of music this week. But anyway, yes, this song is called Disappearing. It's by Blue Da Tiger featuring Magdalena Bay. So I knew it was going to be great as soon as I pressed play. So I'm really excited to see if Magdalena Bay will release anything in the next year, hopefully go on tour again. I don't know if I can see them again. I think I've seen them two times, which was already a lot. So maybe if the next album is really good, I'll see them again. But anyway, yeah. I hope you enjoy this song. It's called Disappearing by the artist Blue Da Tiger.
Talk enough. We
That was Disappearing by the artist Blue to Tiger and featuring the pop duo Magdalena Bay from, I think it's a new album called All I Ever Want Is Everything. I don't know how I feel about that album title as well. If I were to be Blue to Tiger's manager, I would change things up. I'm just going to say that. I'm at the end of my show, so I'm going to wrap things up. I have one more song for you today. But first, before I leave it to Vegan, just want to say thank you for tuning in again. I'll be back. I was supposed to have a guest today, but then it's like we're approaching finals week, so people have papers due, which is really sad, and people are super busy, including myself. Every time I'm here, it's Sunday afternoon, and I'm thinking about all the work that I have to do. So I really wish I could give you more energy today. But unfortunately, I have maybe like a little bit left in the tank, and I have to use that on writing maybe 10 pages today. I really keep saying, okay, today I'm going to write 5 pages, and then I don't write 5 pages that day. So the next day I'm like, okay, I'm going to write 10 pages. And then the next day I'm like, I'm going to write 15 pages. And then it never happens. So if you're listening, please send me any prayers you might have, any deities of writing that you may know of, please let me know. I would love for some sort of divine intervention. I'll accept anything, honestly, at this point. If anyone has any suggestions for how to get rid of shoulder pains, I would also appreciate that. Anyway, I'll be back next week. Hopefully I'll be closer to done with my thesis and I'll be more excited to be here and to be talking to you all and playing music for you all. But I'm really glad that I got to come in today, relax for a little bit before heading back to the library. And listening to some new music yet again. I think I'm realizing that I'm probably playing new music every week this year because I've run out of like my list of favorite songs to play on air, and so now I need to find new things before I can go back and replay things, which will come. I keep promising this, but there will be a series at the end of this semester where I play all of the greatest hits of this show and of life, I guess. This next song is a song from the artist Vegan, and it's a new release called Another 9 Days. I think it's from a new album, too. The Road to Hell is Paved with Good Intentions. Also, I'm not a fan of that name either. I don't know what's going on, but people need to work on these names. I think Vampire Weekend did a great job of naming things for this album, but otherwise I'm not a fan. Anyway, this song is called Another 9 Days, and it's by the artist Vegan. Tune in again next week. I'll be back at the same time, 3 p.m., Beantunes Radio. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This next song is Another 9 Days by the artist Vegan.
Lifeless, it's a hot mess.
guide us through nightmares, lifeless, it's a hot mess. Do I get another spin? Do I get another spin? Do I get another spin?
Flower, it feels like I'm inside my